Issues that came up during the encounter were numerous. They included corruption, Zungu Development Fund, and other national development matters affecting the nation. The media encounter was significant for a number of reasons. In the first place, it portrays accountability on the part of government to let the people know what is going on in the country. Again, it's provided the opportunity for the media to ask relevant questions affecting the country. In addition, it showed the respect the president has for the people of this country. This is because even though the president was under no obligation to meet the media in such encounters, his willingness and preparedness for the events showed he considers Ghanaians as the ultimate source of power in the country. In this respect, the president deserves commendation for the event, which involved journalists who traveled down to Accra from across the country to participate in the program. Another significant point to note is that the organizers of the program did not discriminate in any way against any journalist or group of media personnel for their anti-government stance on issues affecting the nation. It was a program organized to keep the government on its toes as far as national progress is concerned. If democracy is government by the people and also for the people, then what took place yesterday was a true reflection of that concept in practice. It is also an indication of the growth of the country's democracy and preparedness to accommodate good governance, portraying the principle that power emanates from the people and also ends with them. The media encounter must therefore be held on a regular basis to inform people about national progress and challenges. This explains why it is indeed heartwarming and welcoming news that the presidency will organize every 6 months to account to the people in spite of the tight schedule of the president. The president has proved to be a workaholic who is always in a hurry to fix the problems facing the country in order to ensure the ultimate transformation of the socio-economic fortunes of Ghanaians. This also calls for a listening ear on the part of the president so as to ensure that together we move the country along the path of development. The president has set a good pace for democratic development in the country, a feat which calls for improvements whenever necessary. In line with this, the media encounter ought to be replicated in all the regions to ensure that democratic practice is brought closer to the doorsteps of journalists in the regions. What media personnel in the country ought to do is to update their knowledge in national issues, particularly in critical matters that will help governments to address challenges of their time. Putting a government on its toes is good, but it does not mean being overcritical. Rather, it should help the governments to make governance useful in the area of nation building. That is what enviable nations like the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and the likes have been able to do to bring these countries to where they are now. Indeed, Rome was not built in a day, so if we are able to continue our democratic culture in this way, the sky will be the limit as far as good governance, openness, inclusiveness, and transparency are concerned. The president and his government, as well as the people of this country, deserve commendation for this endeavor, since the path chosen is what is needed for a smooth and an uninterrupted growth from difficult and challenging situations to satisfactory, undesirable growth. Destructive and undesirable ventures are not needed at this time when we need to galvanize forces to address the challenges facing the nation. What is required on the part of everyone is calling a spade, coming together to support what is good for the country and fighting against corruption, poverty, and deprivation, as well as giving praise where it is due, and also helping to promote growth, transparency, and good governance for the country. This must be done by holding government accountable to the people.
News commentary examined the president's encounter with the media. The script was by Dr. Kofi Amponsabediakon, Director of Corporate Communication, Ghana Standards Authority, and presented by Lily Defoe.